Revenue Assurance Wanderings with Rob Madison on the Grappa Radio Network.
So maybe it's time for you to join the Revenue Assurance Tea Party. I don't know how many of you has actually followed politics in the U.S. the past couple of months, but there's a new revolution happening in the U.S. called the Tea Party Movement. Now, what the Tea Party movement in the U.S. stands for right now is open to a lot of debate, and we certainly don't want to talk about that here. But the concept that these people are building on is one that I think is very appropriate for Revenue Assurance and for GRAPPA. For those of you who don't know the story, the Tea Party that everyone is talking about refers back to an event at the beginning of the American Revolutionary War called the Boston Tea Party. It seems that the British rulers, gotta love those guys, had decided that they needed more money to run their castles and knighthoods and all those silly things that they did. So they figured that the best way to get some more money would be to raise taxes for the Americans. So they decided to put an additional tax on all of the tea that was sold in the American colonies. Of course, at that time, everybody in the U.S. drank tea, so this was interpreted by most Americans as yet another expression of arrogance by the British Crown. The net result was several things. First of all, a group of Boston colonists got together, dressed up as Native American Indians, snuck onto ships in the harbor, and dumped out all of the British tea, thereby making it impossible for the British to collect their taxes. Secondly, Americans en masse decided to stop drinking tea and started to drink coffee. So that's why Americans all drink coffee today. Third, eventually the Americans declared the revolution and severed ties with their British masters, and so the United States was born. So nowadays, when people talking about having a tea party, there's usually two interpretations. For those who lean to the British way of thinking, a tea party is a really fancy sit-down affair where people eat pastries and sip on teacups while sticking their pinkies in the air, discussing how uncivilized the rest of the world is. For others, a tea party is a movement where people take control away from the fat cats that have been running things and put things on a more equitable footing. Well, as a true-blooded American and a dedicated Revenue Assurance revolutionary, I think that it's very appropriate to talk about the Revenue Assurance Tea Party that GRAPPA is witnessing and participating in. As unbelievable as it is to me, even though we have been seeing, documenting, and participating in this revolution for several years now, there are still a lot of people that haven't heard about it yet. So if you haven't heard about this revolution, let me try to help bring you up to the 21st century when it comes to revenue assurance. In the olden times, like the 1990s and the early 2000s, revenue assurance was the job pretty much dedicated to the care and feeding of CDRs and billing systems. Telco was a simpler, quieter world then, and the companies were so profitable and complacent that revenue assurance was a kind of spectator sport. Revenue assurance was kind of like cricket. It was something that polite people did on weekends. It took a really long time. Nobody understood the rules except the people that were playing it, and when it was over, nobody really was sure what had happened. Well, unfortunately for these revenue assurance cricket stars of those times, the telecommunications industry took several nasty turns over the last few decades. The dot-com bust, the Enron Global Crossing MCI debacle, Sarbanes-Oxley, the BT3G disaster, and a host of other course corrections left telecoms in a world much leaner, meaner, and more volatile than ever before. Almost overnight, the calm, polite, proper way to do revenue assurance with massive IT budgets, bone-crushing political turf wars, and overall tedium started to get replaced by a completely different animal. What telco CFOs and CEOs, auditors and managers started to realize was that they needed a new kind of revenue assurance, a revenue assurance based upon flexibility, the ability to change focus quickly, and the ability to assess and manage all aspects of revenue and the assurance of that revenue in all of its forms. And so the revenue assurance revolution started to happen. This revolution took many forms, but in general there were several main initiatives. First, revenue assurance started to focus on all revenue streams, not just the postpaid voice. Revenue assurance quickly expanded to include the assurance of prepaid, roaming, interconnect, data, streaming, video, content. All lines of the communications business became fair game for the revenue assurance patrol. Secondly, revenue assurance professionals started to expand their technical knowledge and to include not just IT, but network, SS7, SIP, switching, cable, satellite, WiMAX, and a host of other technologies. Thirdly, revenue assurance started to expand the meaning of the word assurance. Old school RA people were satisfied with making sure that all the CDRs were delivered safely to the door of the billing system. The new school RA manager takes a comprehensive view of RA. That means that revenue assurance is concerned not only with the revenue integrity stream, but with margins, profitability, credit and collections, provisioning and activation, and all other activities that have an impact on the assurance of revenue. Fourth, as might be expected, the revenue assurance professional stopped being a lone wolf type of super secret specialist and became part of a well-oiled, well-integrated team, working in partnership with business managers, auditors, IT professionals, and network engineers in order to help them all provide badly needed balance and perspective on the ever-increasing complexity of modern telecommunications revenue production. Wow, that is clearly a revolution in every sense of the word. And what we are seeing today is a massive migration of revenue assurance teams into these many different areas. So the net result is today's modern world of revenue assurance, a world where RA professionals serve as critical members of the CEO/CFO's strategic leadership team, a world where revenue assurance is not the data janitor, but is in fact the revenue engineer, providing badly needed direction and discipline for the entire telco team. This brings us to GRAPPA and GRAPPA standards and our participation in the revenue assurance revolution. Ironically, or maybe prophetically, the GRAPPA organization and the GRAPPA standards and certification programs have been at the forefront of many of these initiatives. The GRAPPA body of knowledge requires that revenue assurance professionals understand and be able to assure all lines of business, GSM, CDMA, EVDO, LTE, cable, satellite, and all the rest. And we require that they be able to assure not only the revenue streams themselves, but that they take a 360-degree view of those revenues. Margins, market assurance, new product assurance, asset profitability, and more. GRAPPA certification programs provide people with the ability to gain this knowledge and apply it to specific tangible and practical situations. And in general, those people that have GRAPPA certification have, first of all, proven that they have worked in at least some of these areas in the past. B, have proven that they understand how to approach and assure all of these domains. So if you're reading this or listening to this, I guess you're going to fall into one of two categories. Either A, you are already a part of the revenue assurance revolution. You're taking part in the redefinition of the RA job and in the professionalization of our activities. Or B, you're not aware of this trend and are surprised and maybe a bit skeptical about what I'm saying. Well, if you're in the first group, then there's a good chance that you've already attended some of our training and you have at least been active in some of our activities. If you're in the second group, then my guess is that you're wondering if this even makes sense, or more importantly, why you should go through the trouble. Well, I can't speak for all GRAPPA members everywhere, but my guess is that most of the people who get involved with this RA revolution are doing it for a very simple reason, or a few reasons actually. First of all, they want to improve their salary and professional growth opportunities. Second of all, they want more responsibility and respect from management and from their peers. Thirdly, they want to be more effective in their jobs. And lastly, they want to be part of the solution instead of part of the problem. I know that based upon the testimonials of dozens of RA professionals, that moving into this exciting new perspective of revenue assurance is accomplishing these things for many of them. If you're interested in learning more, then there's several things that you can do. First of all, get a copy of the GRAPPA standards from our website. If you're interested in going further, find a certified GRAPPA professional and find out what they think and how they do their jobs. Take a good hard look at the certification programs, the body of knowledge, and the course content. And then take a look at your own company and your own situation and try to figure out if there's anything of value for you there. If there is, then we look forward to seeing you again. The fact of the matter is that the revenue assurance revolution is happening and is going to continue to happen whether we like it or not. So just as in the days of the American Revolution, eventually it will not be possible for you to stay neutral. Sooner or later, you have to choose your side. You can make your tea party a sit-down event with the Mad Hatter and Alice in Wonderland and chit-chat about how the world is falling apart. Or you can roll up your sleeve and take a shot at having a good old-fashioned Boston Tea Party by taking up the banner, throwing out the old ways of doing revenue assurance, and approaching it with this completely different perspective. Either way, it's going to be an exciting couple of years for all of us. And with that thought in mind, I'll wrap it up for this week. So I'll say goodbye until next time. So until we meet again, this is Rob Madison saying, be safe. Be safe.